From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Rescue crews in central China continued Tuesday searching for survivors after a passenger ship carrying 450 people sank during a storm in the Yangtze River. The Xinhua News Agency says only 15 people so far have been rescued and 5 bodies recovered. Many of the passengers are believed to be trapped inside. This is a distraught relative like so many others who are waiting anxiously to hear news about their loved ones and demanding answers on the seemingly slow pace of the rescue efforts. The cause of the accident, however, is not clear. President Xi Jinping has demanded an all-out effort to rescue the passengers, most of whom are believed to be between 50 and 80 years old. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said Tuesday that pro-government forces are not getting enough support from an international coalition helping Iraq battle Islamic State militants. He spoke in Paris before meeting with coalition foreign ministers to discuss a strategy after the militant group's recent gains. Witnesses in the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri say Boko Haram has staged a new attack on the city. The city is slated to be a new base of operations for the government's efforts to crush the militant group. Reports from the city say rocket-propelled grenades were used in Tuesday's attack. Heavy gunfire and the sound of a fighter jet were heard as well. President Muhammadu Buhari was inaugurated on Friday, succeeding longtime leader Goodluck Jonathan. Mr. Buhari announced his plans to move the command of military operations to Maiduguri. VOA News. The U.S. Embassy in Burundi says it continues to urge President Pierre Nkurunziza to abandon his attempt to run for a third term in office. It's a decision that has sparked violent protests since the president's announcement in April. The U.S. Embassy in Bujumbura says Mr. Nkurunziza's plans violate the agreement that ended years of violence in Burundi and could endanger the country's hard-earned stability after a tragic civil war. The South Korean Health Ministry says 2 people have died from Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, which has killed hundreds of people in the Middle East. The Health Ministry also reported 6 new cases of the viral disease, bringing the total infections to 25. This is the Deputy Prime Minister. Is he the hope of government mobilization to ease the concerns of the South Korean people? MERS is a coronavirus and related to the one that infected thousands during the 2003 outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, and has no cure or vaccine. The UN's Ebola envoy says he believes it's only a matter of weeks before the epidemic finally ends in Sierra Leone. Speaking Monday to the Associated Press in New York, David Nabarro says he hopes the outbreak will end in West Africa in the foreseeable future.
It's still going on. We've got cases occurring, not in huge numbers, but enough to be very disturbing in Sierra Leone and in Guinea right now, not in Liberia, which has been free of Ebola for some weeks. It's serious wherever it occurs, but it is less widespread in Sierra Leone at the moment than it is in Guinea. But I want to stress that even in Guinea, it's only in a small number of prefectures.
Meanwhile, Reuters reports that protests against Ebola restrictions in a town in northern Guinea has forced the Red Cross to withdraw workers trying to keep it from spreading to Guinea-Bissau. Police in northern Afghanistan said Tuesday unknown gunmen have shot dead at least 9 employees of an aid agency. A female worker is among those killed in the overnight attack that took place in the Balkh province. Victims were from a non-governmental organization called People in Need, which is said to be working in the agriculture sector. The United Nations warned last month that the Afghan conflict has caused a record rise in civilian casualties. Thailand has issued an arrest warrant for a senior military officer suspected of being involved in the human trafficking of migrants from Myanmar and Bangladesh. Lieutenant General Monas Kongpan is the highest-ranking official yet to be implicated. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.